Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Gordon, the Executive Director with the Fuse Alliance. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Kemp, and it's always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. You've got a big meeting that starts this Saturday, tomorrow, and runs through Tuesday, March 1 to 4, and I want to talk about that in just a minute. Most people know the Fuse Alliance is a major group of flooring contractors with a nationwide reach. Let's start with, how's business with the members right now?
You know, business is good. I will say January was a challenge, so we didn't get off to that great of a start. Our suppliers pretty much echoed the same thing because weather delays, things like that. But our business is going to be good this year, we believe. Our backlogs are good. And we have an economist who's going to speak at the meeting. And I think her message is going to be the first half commercially will probably be flat, you know, maybe up a little, but the second half is going to be very good. So we're optimistic.
Tell us, how many members are there now at Fuse?
You know, it's hard to keep track, but I want to say we're at 182. In fact, we had a new one sign up yesterday.
All right. Just looking at the news we've run on Fuse recently, you recently added Kane and Boltman as a new member, right?
That's correct. They're a distributor out of Florida, and this is kind of a divergence for us, but every once in a while we'll have regional players that are interested in supporting our members in their geographic territory, so to speak. So we felt they were a good fit, and I think it's going to be a real bonus for our members in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
And you also told us the news item that you've added three new board members. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we roll three off every year, and you know, we've got a 12-member board. They serve four-year terms. So we picked up three really good people. In fact, when we did the board election, we had nine people that were interested in the board, which I'm always thrilled to see that we get that kind of support. But we added Yesha Schuneman, and she's out of Denver with Advanced Flooring, Mike Webster with M&S Flooring in Ohio, and Nicole Beyer, who's Quality Carpet and Flooring in South Florida.
As well as that, new set of officers. For a long time, Mike Hutto has been your president, and he's stepping down and was continue to be an advisor, and you've got John Finch coming in as president, right?
Yes, and you know, John is one of the smartest people I know. He's the president of Legacy Group in Seattle. He's going to be just a great president. He and I talk weekly, and he's going to be very engaged. So I'm super happy about that.
Yeah, just to round that out, you've got Scott Garman as vice president, Keith Chestnut as secretary, and Dennis Bosco as treasurer, right?
Yep, they're all very active. And, you know, we start our get-together over the weekend with a board meeting Saturday night. You know, they're all part of our executive board, and they're going to make a real contribution. So I think we have a fantastic group of people, and we just want to continue to grow this group.
All right, let's get to this meeting. You know, I'm going to tell you, nature is on your side, because I've been to several meetings already this year in Orlando, and they've been freezing cold, but it looks like you're going to get great weather down there. That's a highlight, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've heard about these other meetings, but our weather looks like it's going to be in the 70s, so we're thrilled about that. Of course, we have a lot of people coming in that can't wait to get out of their cold environment.
Tell us, you got a big crowd coming, right?
You know, it's funny, Kemp. Every year we budget these meetings to the best of our ability and try to come up with the right number of people. And I almost say this every year, but in the same breath, it's true. We had a record number of people last year, so we added additional numbers this year. But our number count looks like it's going to be about 550 people total, which is over 100 more than last year.
Why do you think?
Going through the registrations, it's two things. One is new members, right? I mean, you know, we have people that have never been before. The second thing is we have a lot of existing members that are bringing four and five employees, which I think tells us we're doing a better job of creating content that's good for people other than owners. So we're thrilled about that.
So as far as content and programming, tell us a couple of the highlights to look forward to this next few days.
Well, one of them is going to be our industry panel, which, of course, you're the host for. We've got seven industry leaders on that panel, which is one more than we had last year. So that's always a highlight. And then we have three keynotes. Content for All is really small business oriented, you know, ways to improve your business. I mean, the one thing we know is if we can continue to help our members get better at what they do, then they're taking better care of their customers. And just as importantly, they're taking better care of the suppliers. Because, you know, one of the things that we believe in is that we have to be the best possible partner to our suppliers because we're working together.
Actually, you guys do as good a job as I've ever seen working with your vendor partners, your suppliers, and working through details. Another big highlight is this roundtable. I really look forward to that. That's where, you know, it's just an open forum and people talk about what's challenging them, what they're concerned about. And it gets it all out on the table, right?
Well, the other thing that happened this year, which I love, is we've had a lot of members already write in and suggest topics for the roundtable. And in looking through the list of questions and comments they came up with, I'm like, wow, this is all great content. And I love that it's not just us. We're getting that feedback from our members as well.
Are you coming out as Mickey Mouse on the first day?
You know, it's funny about that. I do have a shirt that I'm trying to decide if I'm brave enough to wear, but I will say it's not Mickey Mouse. It is a Disney character.
All right. Well, so you've got the Spark Awards, you get some member awards, supplier awards. I mean, it's going to be four-pack days, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And then the other thing I want to add is we started our Hall of Fame award last year, and we inducted Ron Lee as the inaugural, you know, member in the Hall of Fame, since he's the one that really started the group. This year, we have two Hall of Fame inductees that I'm going to be excited to announce that are also founders of our group back in 2005 when we first started talking to Interface about buying the rights to the Resource Flooring Network. So I'm super excited about that.
All right. I look forward to that. You also got your Sunday morning prayer meeting, right?
Yes, and that was a real hit. That was an idea from a group of our members. You know, we really didn't know what to expect, so we probably had a room last year that was a little bit too small and not enough seats, so we'll be able to accommodate a lot more people this year.
And let's don't forget you got a trade show, right?
Oh, yeah. The trade show, I'm always amazed at the kind of turnout we get for that, and of course, the suppliers are very appreciative of the turnout, but we sold that out 3 months ago. We always look forward to that. And of course, for me personally, I always feel I have the best job in the industry. But, you know, you go to these trade shows and not only do we have a lot of friends in the membership, we have a lot of friends with the suppliers and they're going to be there in force. And it just makes the meeting way more powerful when we get that kind of support from our preferred suppliers.
All right, Jeff. Well, I'm looking forward to being with you. I'll be down there Saturday. I'm anticipating a great meeting. It's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Jeff Gordon, Executive Director with the Fuse Alliance, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.